The main teaching unions are holding their annual conferences this week with one central theme running across all three gatherings: the difficulty in recruiting and retaining teachers. Presently, we'll be going to Wexford to hear from the General Secretary of the Association of Secondary Teachers. But first, we're going to hear from national school teachers who are meeting in Derry. Our education correspondent Emma O'Kelly has been talking to delegates there, starting with two young teachers from Balbriggan in Dublin, Brian McClune and Peter O'Mahony.
Yeah, no, it's very bad at the moment, especially in our school. We have teachers going abroad. We're two teachers down all year. We can't get people to fill them posts. It's just too expensive to live in Dublin at the moment. It's tough to get by. Just even food, petrol, diesel, accommodation, it all adds up. And sure, it's terrible at the moment. It's scandalous now, to be honest.
Well, I think one of the biggest issues that are facing us is, like, we'll say the whole renting cost, because, like, I'm not from Dublin and the price of rent is definitely a factor that I consider each year. Also, when you do look at teachers that have moved abroad, you're kind of saying, is it better out there for them? Because we'll say there aren't exactly a huge amount of opportunities for, like, teachers to progress currently within the system.
Here
in Ireland, yeah. And then I suppose one of the other big factors is, as mentioned already, the staffing crisis that's going on, in particular in Dublin. Like, I think it's a missed opportunity that there wasn't some sort of rental credit being given to maybe urban centres, not necessarily just Dublin, but other bigger cities and towns around the country, because that would definitely be a factor that would help to retain and to attract maybe teachers to bigger cities where there is more pressure.
Have you been tempted to go abroad, or have friends of yours been tempted to?
Yeah, like, I wouldn't necessarily myself be tempted to go, just simply because I'm more of a homebird, but we've lost, we'll say, friends that have gone to Australia, to New Zealand, to places basically where there was opportunities for them to experience, I suppose, life without as many pressures, because there's a good community out there now. It's easy enough to make contacts, to make friends, and also to have, I suppose, a standard of living that's very attractive to someone of my age as well, you know.
Among the teachers milling around Derry's Millennium Forum, the issue many really want to talk about is inadequate provision for children with additional needs. Here's Kira Nichondev from Trim and Pat O'Sullivan, who teaches in Cork City.
Can I ask you, what are the big issues for you this year?
Well, we're actually from Appboy Trim branch, and we have two motions to the clore, as it happens. One very long one at the end about special ed. And so our special ed piece is all about Salt Leaf, supports for teachers and students, and that massive gap that's there. So for us as a branch, it's a really, really big issue.
So explain that issue to a layperson. What is driving your concern about this?
Many of the members in our branch are really worried about their own safety and their students' safety. So there are not the supports in place for these students who have come to us.
You're talking about students with special education needs.
Special education needs, and they've come with us with not enough support. So there's a big gap between what we might be able to do as teachers and the supports that we're looking for and the waiting lists that are out there, and even just the paperwork that goes with it, Emma, is phenomenal. So for right now, the member who wrote it, she's actually been assaulted every day.
This is the member who wrote the motion.
Who wrote the motion, and it made it to the clore. So obviously it resonates with an awful lot of our members in the INTO. And so she's doing her best. She's looked for help from the inspector, from CAMS, from NEPS, from the NCSE, and it's all just not enough support for that student right now. And he really needs that support, and so does that teacher.
I'm teaching down in Cork City, and I suppose the two biggest issues we have at the moment that are affecting everyone all over the country are cost of living related to pay, and then of course you have special education, that the outside therapies, assessments, all these things that we need to help us do our job in special education as teachers, they aren't available. And then the other problem is, partly because of the cost of living, there's so many schools that are short teachers, so even if the child did have the assessment and you had enough to build a program of what you want them to learn in, you know, a small group or a one-to-one setting, you don't have a special education teacher to do that, because that post is unfilled, because you need everyone you have in some parts of Dublin particularly to cover the classroom jobs.
Tom Percy is a teaching principal in Galmoy National School in County Kilkenny. The burning issue for him too is special needs.
Yes, well, this year now we have received a reduction of 2.5 hours per week for the delivery of provision of education for children with additional needs. And I just find it very, very hard to believe in 2024 that the government have decided to cut schools in this manner. It's disappointing, and families, it's just going to hit children and families in local areas. It's difficult.
Now, because so many people are talking to me about special ed here on the floor of the conference or outside the conference, I put that to Norma Foley, and she very much defended the record of the government. She said we're spending 27% of the education budget, and she listed off all the new schools they've opened, the special units. So she argues that they're really pulling out the stops in terms of special education. But you're saying
I'm not seeing it. Yeah, well, I mean, we're living the reality. We're delivering the education day in, day out to the children that attend our school, and it's just disappointing that the evidence is she's cut our school 2.5 hours. So Norma might say that, but it's disappointing, and it's not what we're experiencing.
And that was Tom Percy from Galmoy National School in County Kilkenny, ending that report from Emma O'Kelly.